With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A federal judge in Minnesota has ordered the head of ICE to appear in court and explain why detainees have been denied due process. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The judge said the Trump administration has failed to comply with orders to hold hearings for detained immigrants and ordered Todd Lyons, the acting director of ICE, to appear before him Friday to explain why he shouldn't be held in contempt. The order comes a day after President Trump directed Border Czar Tom Homan to take over the immigration crackdown in Minnesota from Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, who's under fire for her response to two fatal shootings by ICE agents. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also on SRNNews.com, there's no thaw in parts of the South as a fresh blast of Arctic air keeps much of the region gripped by snow and ice.
There is currently 750,000 homes across the country without power. Over one in five of them, over 20%, are here in Mississippi.
Nashville resident Lisa Patterson says she doesn't know when her power is going to come back on.
It's going down. It's getting so much colder tonight, and I would have used up all the firewood I had, and we still wouldn't have been able to get out, and it seems to be maybe a week or two before we get electricity.
As U.S. copes with Arctic chill, the land down under experiencing a searing summer. More on that from correspondent Karen Chamis.
Australia has sweltered in record temperatures close to 122 Fahrenheit during a prolonged heat wave. Rural towns in Victoria State registered preliminary highs of 120 degrees Fahrenheit on Tuesday. If confirmed, these were top records set in 2009 during the Black Saturday bushfires, which killed 173 people.
That is Karen Chamis, and this is SRN News. Nations around the world are moving to keep kids safe online. Michael Harrington has more.
At the behest of parents, clergymen, and advocates, governments are slowly taking action. Polish lawmakers are working on national digital safety legislation that would beef up protections for minors. The French prosecutor's office is widening an ongoing investigation of various platforms to include sexually explicit deepfakes. And the Indian government has ordered X to take down all unlawful content. Americans wish Congress would do more. Michael Harrington reporting.
The federal agency in charge of enforcing workplace anti-discrimination laws has voted to rescind its own guidance on how to guard against harassment at work. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission's new Republican majority voted to rescind the Biden-era document because it promotes transgenderism. EEOC Chairman Andrea Lucas says it's neither harassment nor discrimination for a business to draw a distinction. This is SRN News. Here's a midday Wall Street business report from correspondent Rich Thomason.
A mixed picture on Wall Street early on as corporate earnings stream in ahead of a Fed interest rate decision later in the week. American healthcare companies face the greatest pressure after the government issued a projected Medicare Advantage rate increase of less than 1% for 2027. United Health Group and Humana each saw about 16% of their value wiped out before the opening bell. Elevance Health lost 7.9%. CVS tumbled 13%. Two big city newspapers that were longtime rivals are coming under joint ownership. Publisher USA Today, which owns the Detroit Free Press, plans to buy the Detroit News. As things currently stand, the two papers will continue publishing separately. India and the European Union have reached a free trade agreement covering a market of 2 billion people. I'm Rich Thomason.
More at SRNNews.com.